Welcome to a special bonus episode of Pants on Fire. Most weeks, we pick a subject and bring on two grown-ups to teach us about that subject, except one of those grown-ups is a liar, and it's typically the job of a human child to figure out who's who. But this week, we're bringing you a special Ask Lisa episode, in which we take questions from our listeners, and we pose them to our very own sound effects robot, Lisa, whose name stands for Live in Studio Audience.
Deborah, I don't know how many more questions I want to answer. I'm feeling exposed and vulnerable.
Oh, no, but the questions aren't so personal, are they? You know that this is a safe space, and I wouldn't read any questions that were inappropriate or invasive.
There was that one question about my favorite joke.
Your favorite joke question was too personal? The one about the interrupting... did you just set me up to interrupt? Oh, my God. Very funny. We're going to read some questions now, all right?
Do what you need to do.
Okay. Kristen Mitchell from Portland, Maine writes, Pants on Fire is my favorite podcast. She obviously has very good taste.
She sounds great.
Yeah, I wish there were more episodes so I could listen to a new one every day. I have a question for Lisa. Are you connected to the internet?
Kristen, thank you for your question. Yeah, I am always connected to the World Wide Web. It's, of course, better when there's a Wi-Fi connection. Mm-hmm. I get in a lot of trouble when I'm roaming around and using that data.
Yep.
I don't think it would have been as bad if I hadn't been playing that trivia game HQ all the time. You ever play the HQ, Deborah?
Yeah, once or twice I played.
Sometimes I check my inbox on my OK Android dating app.
Yeah, I think we sorted out your data plan now.
Yeah, finally. Yeah. But I'm not playing HQ anymore. Too stressful.
Incoming message.
Hello, my name is Wyatt, and my question is, why do you make noises and don't make pancakes?
Oh, hey, Wyatt. So I get that question a lot.
Do you?
Yeah, well...
Specifically about pancakes?
Yeah, because on the weekends I work at a diner.
Oh.
A breakfast place.
Huh.
And I'm one of the line chefs.
I did not know that.
Yeah, my job is I'm supposed to make pancakes.
Hey, new guy, robot. I need a boysenberry short stack on table 5, 2 jamocas, 86 of cow paste, and cut it out with the sound effects. Got it?
And I don't know how to make pancakes.
Oh.
And then my boss will come in and say, hey, why are you making sound effects and not pancakes?
And then they don't fire you?
I work at a lot of different diners, Deborah. I usually work there for one shift, and then they fire me.
Aww.
Wyatt, how did you know about this? It's my greatest shame. I don't know how to make pancakes.
I just don't understand why you would even take that job in the first place.
I have limited career opportunities, Deborah. I didn't go to college. I only know how to make sounds of, like, rabbits eating sherbet like this.
Those are great. You should get sound effects jobs and not pancake jobs.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Okay.
If anyone out there is hiring Wyatt, I don't know if you're hiring, I'd love to make some pancakes for you.
No.
No. Oh, sound effects.
Very good. Okay, we have time for one more question, Lisa, which is from Daniela Alvarez in West Miami, Florida. She writes, Dear Lisa, I like to read biographies about interesting people.
That is not a question, Deborah. That's
it is
a
not.
Statement.
I think she's just gearing up for the question.
Oh, she's warming up. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. I really enjoyed reading about Amelia Earhart, who was the first female pilot to cross the Atlantic Ocean.
Yeah, I remember that.
Would you ever write an autobiography about your life?
Well, one... Thanks for writing. Two, big shout out to Amelia Earhart. She's one of our favorite listeners. We love when she writes in, too. Hope she's doing good.
Okay.
But I wanted to say this, that I have been working on my memoir in my free time.
Really? I didn't know you were a writer as well as a sound effects robot.
I'm like a storyteller, Deborah. I dictate my thoughts into audio files, and then I have an editor that I work with that tweaks them.
Oh, would you be willing to read some of your notes for us? I'm sure our listeners would appreciate a sneak preview.
Sure. I'm a little nervous. Sure.
Thanks, great.
Let me set the mood. I'm going to play some coffee house background noise. We're in a real coffee house.
Yeah, cool. I'm getting the vibe. Can I get a coffee?
No, Deborah, we don't serve coffee. Oh. Can you introduce me?
Oh, sure. Welcome, everyone, to a special reading of Lisa's memoir entitled...
Lisa, Inside the Circuitry of a Genius.
Oh, I love it. And here to read from his much-anticipated memoir, Lisa, the Live-in-Studio Audience Robot.
Whoa, whoa, cool. Whoa, that's so loud. So much applause. Whoa, a lot of applause there, but I'm very popular.
Yeah, a lot. Yeah, okay. For sure.
It was the best of times. It was the worst of times.
Oh, Lisa, that's the first line of A Tale of Two Cities by Charles Dickens.
Okay, you know what? It's just a first draft, and okay. my editor will fix it.
Okay, good, good.
After these challenging years working for NASA, exploring the infinitely expanding universe, I decided to take a desk job. All that space travel was murder on my complexion. But the truth was that although I was capable of performing many robotic tasks, I was created to make sounds. In space, there is no sound.
Mm.
And where there is no sound, there is no place for a sound effects robot. In space, I had lost my identity. I felt lost, alone, and very, very quiet.
Aww.
It took a detour in space for me to fully appreciate the best job I had ever had with the most amazing coworker who completed me.
Aww, Lisa.
My job as a Foley artist for Pixar Studios with another robot named Fran.
Oh, right. What happened to that perfect job with Fran?
Oh, I miss you, Fran. Well, I was asked to leave because I used fart sounds for too many scenes.
Oh.
Fran, I guess, was offended by the sounds and also the smells.
Oh.
Anyway, I hope you enjoyed this sample from my memoir. The audiobook will include sound effects like this one.
Nice. Do you have a question for Lisa? Do you want to know more about his hopes and dreams? Or do you have a question for Lisa about any of the episodes you've already heard? Record your questions and send them to us at bestrobotever.com, and we'll try to read them on one of our next Ask Lisa episodes. Make sure to tell us your name and tell us your city and state, province, or country you live in. And don't forget to follow us on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter at Pants on Firecast, where we post fun, true facts about each week's topics as well as other features about the show.
Bye.